Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here. Joining us on the line now is the head boys cross country coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Nathan Ferry, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely. Appreciate you.
So as we take a look at your squad coming into 2023, you lose your top two runners from a season ago, Landon Grove as well as Eli Potter. They have both since graduated, but you do return some veterans in that lineup, especially in your top five slash varsity lineup, with guys such as Bobby Tapper to help lead the way. Also throw in Pete Coburn, as well as just a couple guys to mention. And at least when you look at the guys that you return this upcoming year, what is the sense, at least through the first couple weeks of practice, how are they feeling about coming into this upcoming season?
They're excited. They're motivated. Really looking forward to this season and seeing what those guys are able to do. We've got guys that have shown up to practice that are prepared, that have been running throughout the summer and actually putting in the time and the effort. And so, we're excited to see how it goes. You know, we've got multiple seniors that last year's seniors that are no longer around that were really good runners. But more importantly, we're some great leaders. So we're still kind of looking to see who's going to step up and be the leaders this year, really help out the team when we look at it that way. But we're excited.
And obviously, there's going to be some new guys that step into the spotlight a little bit in terms of the varsity lineup, obviously losing a number of seniors like your squad did from a year ago. In terms of the underclassmen, you know, freshmen or sophomores, have there been some that have caught your attention at least early on in these preseason practices?
There are a couple that I am very excited about, and I won't throw out the names. We're going to see how it goes. Like I said, like you mentioned, we've got a couple seniors, Pete Coburn, Bobby Tapper, Eli Ralston, that are no doubt going to step up. We've actually got a couple freshmen this year that I'm very excited to see what they're able to do. They've come very much prepared, and they're out to get some of those upperclassmen. So we'll see what they're able to accomplish.
And taking a look at your schedule, at least right off the bat, you guys open up. You guys are off for the first full week, but you guys are ready to rock and roll going into that last week of August with the Webster City Invite on the 28th, 31st. You have the Pine Lake Invitational, followed by the Gilbert Cross Country Meet at Iowa State on September the 7th. And you're going to see a lot of high-level competition in terms of really good cross-country programs at a lot of these first few meets. What's the feeling amongst the athletes, and how do you feel, you and as a staff, feel about seeing so much high-level competition early on in the season?
I love the fact that we're up against some really good schools right off the bat and throughout the season. It really can set the kids into a good mindset and put a challenge out to them right away. You know, that first meet is always one that kind of everybody gets the nerves out and everybody gets a feel for how the season's going to go. Then we head over to Pine Lake in Eldora, which is a really tough track for a lot of kids, a lot of hills. It's very challenging. So that's going to be the one that we really find out what we're made of and then head on to ISU from there.
Well, Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. And it won't be long here before we're talking again here later on this fall.
Sounds good. I appreciate you guys.
Yep, that was Nathan Ferry, the head boys cross-country coach of the South Hamilton Hawks. Here on Coach Speak, we'll be back with more after this on 95.7 FM.